St. Cloud State University Athletics is just one of the many institutions across the country encouraging today's youth, particularly girls, to get active. The annual National Girls and Women in Sports Day will be held at SCSU on February 1st. SCSU's Director of Athletic Media Relations, Ann Abeck, has more.
St. Cloud State Athletics is hosting and sponsoring an event called National Girls and Women in Sports Day. Now, this is actually a national event that all 50 states participate in, and this is the 28th year. It's sponsored by Women in Sport Foundation. Last year and this year, we're doing something a little bit different from what we've done in the past, and that is that we're offering a kind of an activity circuit for young people. It's for kids age 14 and under, both boys and girls. And what it is a fitness circuit. And what we're trying to do is support healthy lifestyles and physical activity.
Participants in the annual event will have numerous activities to choose from.
We've got several different sponsors. A lot of our sports teams are sponsoring a little activity like golf, soccer, volleyball, softball. And then Campus Rec Kids is sponsoring a Zumba spot. CentraCare Blend will be here talking about healthy lifestyles. So we just have a number. It's a circuit. Won't take very long for the young people to go through, but they'll learn a little bit more about physical activity, healthy lifestyles. It's something that we want to engage young people in becoming more fit, and it fits obviously with St. Cloud State Athletics.
This free event will take place from 2:30 until 3:45 in Hallenbeck Hall's North Balcony. The first 175 participants to sign in on Saturday will receive a free cinch bag. Prizes will be given out to those kids who finish the event. After the event, participants and their families will be invited to attend either the St. Cloud State women's hockey game against Ohio State University at 3:07 p.m. or the women's basketball game at 4 p.m.
And we just want young people to come in, become engaged, work with some of our student athletes, and learn a little bit more about being active and having a healthy lifestyle.
Reporting for KVSC News, this is Vicki Icago.